Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, I'm Kelly Barnard, and I'm Communications Coordinator at Practice Plan. Welcome to today's episode of Bodcast. Today, I'm joined by Helen Robertson.
Hello.
Who's practice manager and owner of White House Dental. Now, we're here today to talk a little bit about how you've grown your business over the last 10 years. But before we do that, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself, Helen?
I can, yes. I started out as a retail jeweller, buying and selling antique jewellery. Husband was a dentist and we had a practice in Castle Bromwich. And I occasionally dipped into the Castle Bromwich branch, but I wasn't fully involved. And then we decided to buy a second practice, and I decided there and then to become much more involved in the practice, and we went on to buy a squat. So no patients, empty books, empty chairs in the waiting room, empty car park. But before that, we bought it as a sort of hollow shell, really, nothing in there at all. So we had the lovely, I had the lovely experience of doing the logo, carpets, choosing what colours we were going to have.
So really starting from
yes,
scratch.
Yes, really literally from scratch. I mean, when I look back at the pictures, it was horrendous.
What was it before it was a dent?
It was a Brew Genie. Wow. So it was they were selling sort of wine kits and beer making kits.
Not even similar.
No, nothing. And before that was a pet shop, and before that it was a bakery. So when we actually stripped everything out, right down to the literally to the bare walls, because we have to put in lead lining and things like that for x-rays, we kind of revealed this shop of what it had been, you know, for several years. I mean, I think the building's probably about 60 years old. So yeah, we actually stripped it right back, and everything that we had paid for ended up in a great big skip on the car park. I put on lots of weight because we had lots of builders in, electricians, and they all wanted cups of tea and chocolate biscuits. So as project manager, you know, I had to support them by eating all the chocolate biscuits.
Of course.
And then the nice bits, really, then the logo and, you know, how are we going to portray ourselves? We're going to go completely private. Where do we want to go with our business plan? Which patients are we going to attract? Young, old, family? Don also does orthodontics. Were we going to be a half orthodontic practice? Were we going to go down the cosmetic route? So all of those decisions had to be made. And we finally decided on a good family business. We are a family. It's a husband and a wife. The children were involved as well. It was their little summer jobs of waiting on, you know, patients, giving them cups of tea and taking up medical histories. So it was a family business. So I always say we are a family looking after your family. And that sort of turned into a bit of a sort of strap line, you know.
That's your brand.
Yes, that's our brand. We're a family business. And, you know, people recognise family businesses now. They're few and far between. There's a lot of corporates coming in. And, you know, family business, you invest. It's our mortgage, it's our savings, and that's it. You know, that's where you come from a family.
It's nice. I think it's nice to be true to yourself, actually, in business.
Very true. Yes.
So you've got a newly renovated practice.
Yes.
Everything's perfect and
lovely.
Shiny and new.
Yes.
What happens next? Well, where do those patients come
from? Exactly. Well, I did. I sat at the desk after developing the desk and, you know, sat there with a brand new book, completely empty. And then you think, what now? How am I going to attract patients? Mm. They don't know us from Adam. There were a lot of dentists in Sutton Coalfield. There's one up the road, about 300 yards away, and there was one actually in Mere Green, a very well-established dentist in Mere Green. We're the new kids on the block. Although Don had 25 years' experience under his belt and another practice in Castle Bromwich, nobody knew us. Mm. So what do you do? First thing, a big banner. We are here. You know, come and find us. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I did walk the streets. I had my friend on the phone, because obviously we couldn't afford somebody just to sit there all day and pay them on the phone. So my friend volunteered, so she came into, she was doing her little bits of work, but also answering the phone for me. And I just did hundreds and hundreds of Vistaprint and flooded the area. I went everywhere. Ladies' toilets had a load, the local vets had a load, the fish and chip shop had a load. Please, could you give them out for me? And eventually people started coming in with their, with these leaflets. But before that, I sat down with Don and said, how are we going to do our business? How are we going to get the money? Where's your guarantee? With NHS, you had a guaranteed income. Yeah. Complete squat. You have no income at all and you've spent all this money. So that's when Don said, Josie and Michelle are our little guardian angels. Let them come in, practice, bring practice plan in. I'd looked at other service providers and they weren't a patch on how they're going to look after our patients like we look after our patients. So Michelle came in and one afternoon and she'd brought with her her calculator, really, how you're going to set the fees, because you do a very nice dental practice and that's all the pretty bits, but at the end of the day you have got to realise that it is a business and it has got to bring in money.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
You have got stuff to pay and you've got other things to pay, registrations and things like that. So how are we going to do it? So Michelle looked at our fees, changed our fees in a lovely way, and told us how we can build our practice through practice plan. And I love the idea. I love the idea of giving 20% discount. I thought that was super. It was a recession when we opened up, 2008. Woolworths had closed and, you know, the start of a big recession. People were looking after their pennies. And it was a way for us to say to our patients, look, you can have us a private practice at a very affordable cost. You know, become a member of our practice and we will look after your teeth and the health of your mouth. And people switched on to that. I thought it was great. And so, yeah, we managed to build up. Our first practice plan went out and our money came back into the bank and we thought this is great. And now, you know, we're thriving, absolutely thriving practice.
So you said you'd looked at other plan providers,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and decided that practice plan took care of you.
Yes.
So how was that different? What else was on offer?
Well, the other plan provider would only, it was a bit more complicated. I think practice plan is very easy. You become a member, you pay this figure, you get 20% off, we look after your checkup and your scale, your x-rays, and you have an assurance scheme now. So if you're ever in need of a dentist, there's always one on hand through our assurance scheme. I think with the other practice providers, there's lots of different kind of hurdles to jump over. You have to pay the lab bill, you know, just things like that. You have to be dentally fit before we see you. You have to be on the scheme for so many times. I just didn't like it. It was just too complicated.
And what about the support from Michelle? Did it end with her calculator?
No. Michelle came about a week later. We had some practice information leaflets that made it a lot more real, because actually I had something tangible to give to patients with our logo on. It had the fees in, it had how practice plan are going to look after the patient. She also sent us some ideas about referrals. So I had some nice little appointment cards with referral information on the back, and some lovely business cards arrived as well. So that, you know, you think, oh gosh, we are definitely a dental practice now. I've got all the little things to give out to patients and to talk about to patients. So and also Michelle gave us the best advice ever, really, is there we are in a squat, Don's in his surgery, I'm out the front, and a patient comes in, a new patient. Yes, we can see you now. So take a seat, do a medical history, we can see you now. We can spend an hour with you. We've got 5 hours. And Michelle said, be very careful, because when you are busy, that patient will expect you to see them for an hour or whatever. So keep to your appointment times, keep it professional. And that was really good advice, really good advice.
Fantastic.
So yeah, she's brilliant.
So you said that your background, you started in jewellery.
Jewellery, yes.
So practice managing is very different.
Really
so
difficult.
Your training, your experience, how has that gone?
Yes. Well, customer service, when you're buying and selling jewellery, customer service is number one. And I had some very, very expensive rings and you know, very sort of prestigious clients. So I always open the door if I can to patients, I welcome them in. And that little bit of sort of customer service always stayed with me. And listening to Ashley Latter a couple of years ago, who was just saying exactly what I was doing and adding, and I was adding to it. I was writing down everything that he says. As I said, I hung on his every word.
Ashley will be
And I listened to his podcasts and things as well. 11 o'clock at night, I'm sitting in bed listening to Ashley Latter and writing down, because I didn't know anything about dentistry, as it were. I didn't know how long a fissure sealant would take, so I've had to learn all that. But then I had these experts, that practice plan opened the door to these experts for me to listen to and take their advice. So Sheila Scott, before she retired, she did the most wonderful sort of chat, and was talking about healthy mouth, and I changed it from a checkup to a dental health. And thank you, Sheila, and everything else that she said about, you know, looking after hygienists, looking after teeth and things like that, I took on board, and I've built up from that.
So you also mentioned just before we started recording that you're part of a practice managers group.
Yes.
So how does this work? How did this come to be?
Well, probably about, you're on your own as a practice manager, and I think practice managers listening to this will understand. The dentists have a lovely little group. They're in a club. They go into their little rooms and that's it. They're in their little dental club. The nurses, they're in a little club. They're upstairs, you know, and sharing and chatting and everything.
Yeah, there's usually more than one of them.
More than one. There's four or five, and they're having a lovely time. The practice manager is there on her own, sitting there at the desk. And from 2008, when we started, CQC then came in as inspections. Well, you have a look at the amount that CQC give to practice managers. Dentists haven't got time to do all this work, policies, changes. Then we've had the changes in the data protection and GDPR. So all of a sudden, you're swamped with paperwork, you're looking after patients, you're opening the door, you're doing your best. You've also got to sort out the nurses, the holidays, sickness. You make sure that the dentist has got all the lab work ready. You know, the practice manager's role is huge. And I was talking to Josie, and she said, well, why don't we get together a few practice managers and let's get together and have a group. So we went to White House Dentists. We opened up probably about 2 or 3 years ago with probably 9 practice managers, and then we've done a practice managers app. So they are my little huddle, they're my little group. So the other day I had a chiropodist come into the practice, and she would like to rent a room. I have no idea, so you just put on the app, anybody got anybody else that uses a room, how much do you charge? And the advice came flooding back.
Perfect.
So it works so well. And, you know, I must thank Josie for running with that one. You know, she just picked it up and ran with it. And she comes to every practice manager's meeting. They are after work. And she, you know, without the practice manager's app, you know, with GDPR and things like that, I think I would have struggled finding advice. You know, where do you go? Everybody's in the same boat, aren't they? Everybody's sort of trying to do the best but people then, you know, on the app, they say, have you thought about doing this? Have you read this? Have you linked? This is the link for that.
Yeah.
And so it's just
and
brilliant.
Suddenly you're not so alone.
You're not on your own, no.
Yeah. And
no.
You feel like you're part of, you were talking about your family business and your family providing for other families. It sounds like your practice manager group is an extension
it
of
is.
That family.
Absolutely.
And that you're all helping each other,
yes.
Which is fantastic.
You're not alone out there.
So in 10 years, you've gone from empty chair to
a squat. To 3 full surgeries, full every day.
Fantastic.
And but that's not easy. I took advantage of Red Nose Day, Matt Millen coffee mornings, that sort of thing. We went to CUB meetings. We've been to the local school to do their health week. We spread ourselves around, and things like Red Nose Day and things like that, that brings the general public into your practice.
Yeah.
And once they're through your door, I'm a bit like a praying mantis. I've got them in a nice way. But they're through. They have a cup of tea. Oh, would you like to have a little of... And would you like to meet the... I also do a men's night. And that doesn't involve anything naughty. Lots of ladies used to... Female patients come up to me and say, oh, I wish my husband would come. He hasn't been to the dentist for years. So, you know, do you mind if I take his name? So I take the husband's name, and we have a men's night. It's a charity night. And we invite all these... names that I've got on my list, we invite them to come up and meet the dentist, have a free checkup.
Wow.
And they put a donation in the box. So we've got a donkey out of it. We hire a donkey, we've got a guide dog out of it. We've done prostate cancer. This year it's Make a Wish Foundation.
Wow.
So it's become a thing now that patients say, oh, when's your men's night? I'm going to tell my father to come and things
fantastic.
Like that. So men's night worked really well. And we did a ladies' night. We haven't done a ladies' night before, but they had a free manicure and a free head massage. And they had a checkup and they put money in. And I raised, I think it was about £700 on the night.
That's absolutely
for breast cancer.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So little things like that. Think outside the box.
So if you had one piece of advice for someone who's either thinking of starting a dental practice,
yeah,
or thinking of buying a dental practice,
yeah,
what would your piece of advice be?
I think it's huge buying a dental surgery. It is huge. It's a lot of money. You know, dental chairs and insurance and everything else is really expensive. So it's a huge investment and you've got to put the energy in. You can't expect it to just run itself once you've got this lovely dental practice. You can't expect to open the doors and people to come flooding. They won't. You have got to make like a slug, leave a trail, and you have got to go out there and meet the general public and get them in as much as you can. Marketing is excellent. And again, practice planners helped us so much with marketing. Really helped. And just I would recommend practice plan. I really would, to build your practice. We would not be the practice we are today without practice plan and without the money that comes in every month. That gives us security. And when we did the valuation, we had a recent valuation of the practice. They look at your practice plan income, and it really does make a difference on the price of your practice. So people that are looking to buy an empty shell like we did, do that. If you are an existing dentist and are thinking to change from NHS to private, just do it. You've got your list of patients there. You've got practice plan behind you. Just do it. Be brave. But it is hard work.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Been absolutely fascinating. I think you're incredibly brave and an inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's lovely. Thank you.